Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the seventh perek of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning perek Zayin Mishnah Ches, and then we're going to begin perek Ches, the final perek of Maseches Peah, with perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. But for now, perek Zayin Mishnah Ches begins. Hamakdish Karma Achelo Nodu Bo Ha'olelos. So if someone is makdish, someone consecrates, someone donates his vineyard, his orchard to the Beis HaMikdash, Achelo Nodu Bo'alos, before the olelos are clear, before the grapes grow, and before we understand which grapes are going to be clusters that that belong to the person, or which are going to be olelos that are going to be underdeveloped clusters, like we learned previously, that will belong to the poor people. Now, we should just know, the halacha is, like we've discussed a little bit before, when someone is a makdish, when someone donates his crops, his grain, whatever it is, to Hekdash, to the Beis HaMikdash, then none of that is obligated in any of the matnosanim. The gifts to the poor are not an obligation when it is Hekdash, when it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So the question here is, a person donates his entire orchard, his entire vineyard, to the Beis HaMikdash, and now we don't know which one are going to belong to the poor and which one are not going to belong to the poor. So what's the halacha? It says the Mishnah, Ein ha'olelos la'aniyim. If it's before we know which are going to be olelos and which are not going to be olelos, which are going to be underdeveloped and therefore belonging to the poor and which aren't, so if it's before that point, then none of them belong to the poor people. There's no din of olelos. It all belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It all has to be donated as hektish to the Beis HaMikdash. Mishanodu bo ha'olelos. However, if the hektish is determined, if the person declares that his vineyard, that his orchard belongs to hektish, once it becomes clear, this cluster will be olelos, it's underdeveloped, it's not, then ha'olelos la'aniyim. Then the Tanakhama says, then the olelos belong to the aniyim, because when he was makdish his orchard, when he donated it to hektish, we already knew, it was already clear which are olelos and which aren't. So the entire orchard belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, except for the olelos, except for the underdeveloped clusters which belong to the poor people. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, and he disagrees, and what does he say? Yitnu schar gidulon lehektish. Rabbi Yossi says that it's true, he agrees that the olelos belong to the poor people. However, the poor people still need to donate a little bit to the Beis HaMikdash. They still, their olelos, their clusters that are underdeveloped that belong to the poor people, are still benefiting from the soil, from the vines, from other things that do belong to the Beis HaMikdash, because again, the whole orchard belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. That includes the soil and the vines and so on. So technically, the cluster that belongs to the poor people are benefiting from what belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, they need to pay a little bit, they need to pay the difference between the value of what their clusters are worth now and what they were worth when they were established initially as belonging to Hektish. A little bit of machlokas, what to do with the olelos. Everyone agrees that they belong to the poor people, but the question is, must the poor people also pay a little bit to the Beis HaMikdash for their olelos? Continues the Mishnah. Ezo hi shichcha be'aris. We're finishing off the perek now, and the Mishnah wants to know, what case, when is there a situation of shichcha, when you forget the crops, be'aris, by an aris, which is like vines that are sort of, a lot of times you have vines that are wrapped around some sort of a wood frame. So at what point is it considered to be shichcha? At what point is it considered to be forgotten and therefore belonging to the poor? Says the Mishnah, as long as the farmer, the worker, and so on, as long as he's no longer able to extend his hand and take the grapes and take the produce off of the vines, he's too far past it. If he reaches and extends it, he won't be able to get it. Then it would belong to the poor people. Ooh, voroglios. However, when it comes to a vine that grows not around a wooden frame, but there are other vines that are on the ground with grapes, so at what point does that vine and the grapes belong to the poor as shicha? Says the Mishnah, Mishayavor hey mena. From the moment that he passes by, even if he could still reach and still touch the grapes if he wanted to, the moment that he passes by it, it's considered shicha, and therefore he would have to leave it for the poor people. Okay, now we are going to begin Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, May Amos I call Adam Mutarin Beleket. At what point can anyone, even a wealthy person, come and take, whether it's leket, the Mishnah says leket, but earlier refers to pay a leket, or a shecha, any of the matanos aniyim. Once the poor people come and decide to take what they want from the field, so then anyone can come. You could be rich, you could be poor, you could be middle class, anyone, it becomes hefker, it becomes ownerless, and anyone can come and take it. So our Mishnah wants to know, at what point can anyone come and take any of the matanos aniyim once the poor people had their chance to grab what they wanted? Says the Mishnah, Misha Yelchu Hanamoshos. From the moment that the elderly poor people leave, that's when anyone can then come and take it. We assume the poor people are a little bit older, a little bit slower, and therefore they're going to be the last people to check out what they want. Once they take what they want, then anyone else can come and take what they want. Everything there, everything left there, leket, shecha, and peya, would be hefker, would be ownerless. Continues the Mishnah, beferet uva olelos. What about when it comes to ferret or olelos? At what point can anyone come and take those items? Again, ferret is when certain grapes drop off the vine, and olelos is when certain underdeveloped clusters belong to the poor people. But let's say that certain things are left there, and the poor people don't take them. At what point can other people come and take them? Misha yelchu ha'aniyim bekerem viavo, says the Mishnah. Once the aniyim come once viavo, and then they come back a second time to see what they want, and then they're gone. So by that point, we assume that anyone can come and take the parrot, or they can take the olelos. They no longer belong to the poor people. At that point, they are hefker, they are ownerless, and they belong to anyone. Continues the Mishnah, uvizesim, and at what point can a person come, any person, not only a poor person, but any person, come and take zesim, olives, whether it's shech, whether it's peah, but no longer belong to the poor people. Misha teired revioshnia, says the Tanakhama, from the moment when the second rainfall comes, generally by the 23rd of Cheshvan or so in the winter months, the assumption is by then the olives, the poor people came and the olives are going to be ready to be taken from it by anyone. So and at that point, right, the question really is why is Zesim here separate from the beginning of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that when the old people leave, then by that point, that's when you can take whatever you want. So why is our Mishnah singling out Zesim olives? Just have any the answer should be the same. When the old people are done with them, that's when you could take them. So the Bartinur explains the reason that olives are separated here is because it's cold. It's the winter months, and poor people and old people rather aren't going to be outside when it's so cold. So Mishatei Revi Ashnia, that you can come according to the Tanakhama and take the olives once the second rainfall comes by the 23rd of Cheshvan or so. By that point, we assume that anyone who wanted anything has taken it. Finishes off the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama and argues, She'ena Moskin, as they say, isn't it true that there are many people that haven't even harvested their olives? Elul Acha Revi Ashnia, even after the second rainfall? Don't tell me that people can come the second rainfall. By that point, people are still harvesting. People haven't even harvested their olives fully. So certainly, they're still going to be pay and leket and shecha when it comes to olives. Ella says, the Mishnah, k'dei she'ehe ani yotze v'lo yehe mevi bi'arba isaros. Rather, the Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, no, that when are the zesim allowed to be taken by anyone? At the point when the poor people would go out and they wouldn't be able to bring more than 4 isaros of olives. An isar is a coin, and once there's less than 4 isaros, 4 isars of olives, at that point we assume that the poor people are done and anyone else can come and get what they want. Quick review. The last Mishnah in the seventh parak, Parak Zayin Mishnah Ches, described the case in the halacha of someone who's a makdish, someone who makes his orchard holy, belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. At what point do those aleilos belong to him or the poor people? And then we discussed in Parak Ches Mishnah Aleph, the beginning of the eighth parak of Peah, the halacha of when anyone else can come and take the Peah, Leket, and Shecha, and when it no longer belongs to the poor people. Have a great day.